Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting
force. That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Nexus. 7 till the hour, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to become old friend, Gerald Maupin. We're going to have him back on the show again in the future. I've got some. I've got more questions to ask him. Gerald, thanks again for hanging out with us. Gerald is an attorney. He's a highly acclaimed and accomplished attorney, having served not just his own clients but his country as well in the legal profession. He's got a book called. His new book is called The Supreme Court versus the Constitution. And it's available wherever books are sold, folks. I encourage you to get the book. You'll be fascinated by it. He's got chapters on a number of critical decisions that have made the difference in the way the country has gone from the religious issues to abortion, to Miranda, to search and seizure, the death penalty, et cetera, et cetera. Gerald, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. In your perfect world, Gerald, you're king of the world. You have control over what happens to the Supreme Court and what happens to the Constitution. What would be the relationship between those two entities?
It's best said by what Trump's former justices themselves said. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who really was a justice who lived by the Constitution, said that judges must interpret words based on what those words would mean in the mouth of a normal speaker of English, using them in the circumstances in which they were used and in the sense most common to the common understanding at the time of its adoption. And he himself had personally viewed appellant's position as being a creed, which I believe to be the creed of ignorance and immaturity, but he voted for that position because he said it's constitutional, even though he personally disagreed with it. Mm-hmm. That's what we need in justices, and that's why it's important that ordinary people, when the next justice is to be appointed, speak up to their senators about the need to ensure they cause the nominee to affirm they're going to live by the Constitution.
And I don't mean to pick on anybody, but it's the best example I can give of what you just said. We have a Supreme Court justice, an associate justice right now, who was the Solicitor General for the Obama administration and was one of the advocates for Obamacare, who now is sitting on the court, who sat on the court that ruled in favor of Obamacare. Is that not the opposite of what Oliver Wendell Holmes said?
Well, I think the decision in Obamacare, especially by Justice Roberts, but I also think by the other four majority justices, was so contrary to the Constitution. I don't even worry about Justice Kagan, because I've got to give her the benefit of the doubt until she decides otherwise.
But shouldn't she have recused herself in that case? I mean, wouldn't Oliver Wendell Holmes?
Oh yes, I think she.
Wouldn't Oliver Wendell Holmes have recused himself based on what he told you? The quote you just gave?
Oh, is that what you? I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
He would have. If she lived up to his standards, she would have recused herself from voting.
I agree with you completely that as a Solicitor General of the administration that had really made this their singular program.
Right.
She should have recused herself.
Yeah. All right. I got one question for you on what's going on right now with regard to security. Do you feel that the Fourth Amendment is being abused right now by the NSA and by the U.S. security apparatus?
I'm going to surprise you, but the answer is no.
Okay.
I don't know if I have time to give a short explanation or not.
Very quickly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Very quickly. Is that the Fourth Amendment is not absolute. It requires a reasonable balancing.
It's pretty unambiguous to me, Gerald.
Well, it says reasonableness in there.
Yeah.
And what is reasonable. And the court is always interpreted by balancing the need of the country as against the slight, and I think this is a slight invasion.
But I'll tell you, well, you remember what Franklin said, right? When we trade liberty for liberty for, and safety for safety, you get neither.
Well, you're right, but if we are not trading liberty here, because all it is a numbers call.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have you back another day. I want to continue to debate this issue. Good job today.
Okay,
well done.
I'd love to.
Congratulations on the book. Come back again real soon.
I will, sir. Thank you for having me.
Gerald Walpin, ladies and gentlemen. The book is The Supreme Court versus the Constitution. Now that you've heard him, you know you want to hear what you want to read what he says in the book. So check that out wherever books are sold. The Supreme Court versus the Constitution. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.